A number of studies in recent years have suggested that a little bit of alcohol may be good for your health, particularly for your heart health. But a recent study published in The Lancet concluded that the safest amount of alcohol to drink was none. And now a study from researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis has linked daily drinking of even small amounts to an increased risk of death. Washington University psychiatrist Sarah Hartz is the study's first author.
Drinking daily, even if you only drank one or two drinks at a time, had an increased risk of death.
Hartz and her colleagues studied information from more than 400,000 people in two huge sets of data.
We had two large samples. One of the samples is a representative sample of the United States. And then the other sample is people who come to the VA hospital. And we looked at how much they drink based on a survey, then over a period of time, whether or not they died.
And the people who drank daily had a higher risk of dying, whether they were 18 or 80. Hart says those in the studies were not heavy drinkers. They didn't binge drink at all, and when they did drink alcohol, it was in small amounts, not thought to be harmful. She says the increased mortality risk is likely due mainly to the fact that daily drinking increases cancer risk. She says there may be cardiac benefits, but those are outweighed by the risks of daily drinking.
That's what we're seeing in terms of death. So there's been some studies that have shown that that drinking daily can help with your blood pressure, but especially if you combine it with the risk of cancer, it's really not good for us.
And Hart says even looking at heart disease risk, daily drinking is bad. Her team found that there may be some heart benefits for people who drink lightly, less than 4 days per week. But even so, the cancer risk tends to cancel out the potential cardiac gains.
So the daily drinking doesn't help in either case. But drinking 4 days a week, one to two drinks, may be helpful for people who are concerned about cardiovascular disease, but would not be helpful for people who are concerned about cancer.
Hart says it's possible that as medical care gets more personalized, there may be some people, those at risk for heart problems, for example, who would be told that light drinking could be beneficial, but even then, not more than 3 times per week. On the other hand, she says, although these findings do show that regular drinking is not without risk, she says it's not some sort of automatic death sentence either.
We're talking about a small increase in risk, but I think that you should no longer think that a glass of wine a day is healthy.
The new study is published in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. I'm Jim Dryden.